get off me. I'm not interested. I can't be bothered. Go away. I'm old. I just want to go to sleep. Can you imagine? That wouldn't be very good, would it?
That would not be very good. Stop. But, yeah, you know, I feel that way. Go.
I just feel, oh, gosh. Who can be arsed with all that sex stuff? Then I thought, how does Big Fatty do it? I mean, he's old. He's ancient. He still manages to be all like a horny, randy little 15-year-old schoolboy. I don't know. Maybe that's the answer. Become a puppeteer. Is that it? I mean, I don't even fully understand the whole puppet thing. I'm too scared to find out, but maybe that's it. Big Fatty's approaching 100, and he still has hunky gentleman callers puppet showing. It's just, I don't know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I just want to go to sleep.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1789 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of December, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a list, and we're going to make a visit over to the lodge. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, pine cones. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I'll tell you in a minute. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are pine cones today because y'all... This is something I forgot to tell you. My mother and I were in the store on the day before Thanksgiving. You know, that, and you know, this is a terrible era to be doing that. But y'all... You know how the older you get, the more you forget basic words. Well, anyway, we're in the store, and she says, "Now we've got to get some chocolate ice cream and some pine cones." And I said, "Some pine cones? What are you talking about?" And y'all, then she got so tickled that we just kind of stood there in the aisle and laughed. Because she got tickled that she said pine cones, and then I got tickled because she was laughing because she got tickled. Anyway, she meant to say ice cream cones. So the rest of the week, after supper, she and my father would have a little chocolate ice cream in a pine cone. Big Fatty, we love a pine cone. anyway, so y'all, if you like to go to the Dairy Queen or something like that, just get you a dilly bar or a pine cone. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess, you know, y'all, at the end of yesterday's little show, y'all, I just threw them in at the very end, but y'all, on Tuesday, it was a celebration of exiting the birth canal of that Pat Powers up there at the PNS explosion, Big Ready, and he had his celebration of exiting the birth canal on Tuesday, as did that Dan from the Flat 29. You know, they used to do a little show. Yes, Big Fatty, we miss the Flat 29. But y'all, that is not why we're playing the Celebration of Exiting the Birth Canal music today. No. Y'all, it is because today, the 3rd of December, y'all, it is a celebration. Y'all, you know him. You know him well. In fact, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it is that little Aussie battler. Y'all, it is, what's his name? Big Fatty, it's Scotty. Oh, it's Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Of course, by the time he hears this, it will already be the 4th. It'll already be the 4th because he's in the future, and if I record it in the in the past, then he hears it when I record it on Tuesday for it to play on Wednesday. He hears it on Thursday. So when I record it in the past to play in the present, when I record it in the future, no, I don't know how that goes. Big Fatty, just forget that. And Big Fatty, I hope that cute Alan has a special celebration of exiting the birth canal for Scotty. And I hope that in case there are no pine cones, that he gets some cake. Yeah, I gotta see y'all, Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver has posted some more pictures over there at the lodge. And, you know, if you want to see the pictures at the lodge, you just have to send an e-letter to Kim's Beaver, all one word, @gmail.com, and she'll let you in the lodge. And y'all, Miss Beaver put up on Spanksgiving, she put up a Throwback Thursday picture. It's a Beaver classic, as she calls it, Thanksgiving in the Fat Cave, or a usual Friday evening. And y'all, it's Big Fatty stuffing the turkey. Big Fatty is like fisting the turkey. It's true. It's the puppeteering turkey. Big Fatty Volga. And y'all, there was some bad news, y'all. Some bad news for the co-host of the Joe Patant Show, Mr. Mike Lawson. Y'all, it says, tag someone who loves the cock. And it says, Mike's pool of potential gentleman callers shrinks more and more. His dating criteria knock out more possible targets than he might have thought. Here goes another one down the drain of the bird bath. And y'all, it's Big Fatty hugging a big cock. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Make a wish, Christian Taylor Tree. Christian is your heart, send your wish. Bell, come true. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've gone through the can. And the gift ads, and y'all, I've kind of separated out what I think is crema cads from regular cads. Y'all, the first one is from that Gus Chad, and I know that because he's painted on the envelope, Big Fatty, it's lovely. And y'all, and he wrote on there, not a crema cad, Big Fatty, and it says for the December 1st show, Big Fatty, you're late. It's true. I am late. But anyway, Gus Chad, I wasn't around for the December the 1st show. But anyway, it says, everyone, it's Charlie Brown. Y'all, it's Charlie Brown sitting there saying, everyone with a December birthday can understand just how disappointing December birthdays can be. And y'all, I got to tell you, there's a lot of fucking that goes on in March because, y'all, there are a lot of December birthdays. But we're going to open this up right now. Big this is exciting. And y'all, on the inside, it is, another Gus Chad original. Big Fatty, we love a Gus Chad original. And y'all, it's Charlie Brown yelling into the mailbox. He says, hello. Hello. And y'all, there must be an echo or something. And it says, happy birthday to all December birthdays. And y'all, it's Charlie Brown. He's all excited. Y'all, that is cute as it can be, Gus Chad. And I'm sorry I missed out on reading that for DJ David J and Patrick and Flat 29 Dan's celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, Gus Chad sends birthday hugs and wishes to all of you. Y'all, I'm just curious. I'm going to count how many December celebrations exiting the birth canal I have on my calendar, my marking calendar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 20. Y'all have 22, I say, birthdays. in December. But Gus Chad, thank you so much for the can. And I know all 22 of the people on the list. Thank you also. Y'all, I've got a postcan here. And y'all, it is, let's see, just see who it is from. I don't know. Y'all, it says, y'all, it said, first of all, it's a picture of the Golden Gate Bridge, and it says, did you know the construction of the Golden Gate Bridge began on January 5th, 1933, and the bridge opened to pedestrian traffic 4.5 years later on May 27th, 1937. And then there's other little factoids and statistics on the front of it. And y'all, then on the back, it says, Dear Big Freddy, did you know that the construction of the Golden Gate Bridge began on January 5th, 1933? The bridge opened to pedestrian traffic on May 27th, 1937. Fun side note, I wrote this back in October when I thought you'd be making up... What? Making up... I don't. Oh, making it up to Rodan's welcome dinner, and now I send it. Big fatty, y'all. I think that is from that Peter Potamus, Epilouie. You know Epilouie over there in the Hatlanta. And Epilouie, thank you so much. I always get a kerfuffle out of your couch. Now, y'all, I've got, you know, I had that package that Gavin. You know Gavin, he was the number one fan of the BFO for what year did we decide? Big fatty, we don't remember, but I believe it may have been 2012. Okay. And I need the scissors. Big fatty, get out prepared. Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, he had sent a package, and it arrived after I had gone to Hatlanta, so y'all were just going to open it up. I hope it hadn't spoiled. Big fatty, it won't smell any worse than you. It's true. So I'm trying to open that right now. Big fatty, he's taped it up like he was the skull or something. It's true. Let's just see what we got here. Big fatty. All right, we're going to open. Oh, dear Gussie, I've hit the pop screen. Oh, Big Fatty, it's a Crema present. Well, I guess I'll have to do not open until Crema. Big Fatty, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Gavin. I won't open it until Crema. But anyway, thank you so much. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then there was another package that came in also. And oh, dear Gussie. And I don't know who this is from, but y'all, it is... There's a gift inside. Well, Big Fatty, is it a Crema gift too? I don't know. It could be. Let's just see if I can pop. If it's a Crema gift, I don't wanna. Well, it's Big Fatty. It's coming in December. Of course, it's a Crema gift. Oh, it's wrapped. It's wrapped, y'all. So I will not be spoiling the surprise yet, Big Fatty. And but y'all, your gift is a surprise. Unwrap your present before opening this envelope. I just want to see who it's from, though, so we can tell everyone. Oh, it's from the Beavers. It says, "Isn't this the perfect Crema gift for Big Fatty? You can even use it as an ointment on your tree during the holidays. Merry Crema, dear, and thank you for another great year of fun, love, and friendship. Love you, the Beavers." XO. Well, Miss Beaver, I'm gonna hold off on opening that, but at least you know it has arrived. Yes, Big Fatty.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I got back here to the Fat Cave on Monday afternoon, and y'all, I turned on the computer and fired up the dating sites, and brrrp, Where you been? And y'all, it was the 33-year-old gentleman caller that I had been by to see a couple of times. He goes, "Big Freddy, I was looking for you all last week. I'm going up to the Chicago on this coming Sunday, and I was hoping we could get together again before I go up there." And he says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm unpacking my valise." And I said, "But he said, where are you? Are you available to come by tonight?" I said, "Yes." So y'all, after I recorded the little show, I went over, and y'all, we just had a lovely. It was a quickie, but it was a goodie. Big Freddy, a quickie, but a goodie. And so y'all, it never ceases to amaze me. Never ceases to amaze me. Yes, Big Freddy, never ceases to amaze us either. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've got a couple of things here in the e-letter box that I thought I'd just read to you. Big Freddy, we love it, especially that Hat Emmy loves when you read. It's true. Y'all, by the way, when I was in Hatlanta, I found some crumb paper that had red and green mustaches on it. Y'all, I immediately thought of the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. Of course, that is that Hat M, and y'all, it's just as cute as it can be. Y'all, you know Gus Chad. You know he sent us the can for all the December birthdays. Y'all, he posted something over at the BFO. He says, "Bird Hardy, I've been through Austin, Minnesota, where Hormel is making the Spam. Let me tell you, it reeks really bad around that factory. Big Freddy, it smells worse than that dog food plant near the Horror Hotel." It probably does. It probably smells very similar. And I have no doubt about that, Gus Chad. But Spam is still delicious, y'all. Yes, Big Freddy, so is dog food. Maybe. Do you listen to the Inked, Blind and Confused little show? Yes, Big Freddy. I always thought that was irritable bowel control little show. No, it's Inked, Blind and Confused. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes. Y'all, speaking. Well, I'll tell you about that in a second. But y'all, Inked, Blind, and Confused, you know, Inked, that's Kim, that's Cousin Kim over there. Y'all, she was talking about something called the Blue Apron, and y'all, it's a food service that you can join it, and they ship you all the ingredients to make like six meals during the week or something like that. And y'all, she was saying, "I've got some free coupons that I can send out." So y'all, I think I'm gonna sign up for this. There's no obligation. Big Freddy, you want to bet? Well, they say there's no obligation, but y'all, you might want to go over there and just check it out. It's Blue Apron, BLUEAPRON.com. One word. Yes, Big Freddy. And but y'all, they look lovely. So you might want to check that out. Big Freddy, that is just lovely. I wonder if they have recipes for Spam over there, because you know that would just be just the cat's meow. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, have you listened to the latest episode of the Toucan Beanie? Big Freddy, it's not posting. Oh, it actually is. Big Freddy! Y'all, you can go over there to the iTurge and subscribe to the Toucan Beanie. Y'all, it is TUQUEANDBEANIE.com. And y'all, it's their Lost Wages show that's posting now. Big Freddy, we were there for the live one. You've probably forgotten most of it. That's when Big Freddy participated in the fiber contest. Big Freddy, you are full of... Well, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, when do you like to listen to the BFO?
I just want to go to sleep.
Oh, it's better than Ambien.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.